Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
He claimed that voters in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh were allowed to change their ballots after the fact, cure the ballots, as it's known, by the Democratic Secretary of State, and Republican counties were not. That's checkable. He said dozens of Republican voting inspectors in Pennsylvania weren't allowed near mail-in ballots and have signed affidavits saying so. That's another concrete, checkable claim. Giuliani said that mail-in votes are easier to falsify and harder to verify than traditional voting is. That's clearly true. Everyone knows it's true, and it's a major problem. Pretending otherwise is a lie. And then Giuliani got to the way votes are counted. In this country, the process is mostly electronic. Giuliani suggested that electronic vote counting is an invitation to fraud. And he's right. That's why Canada, for example, doesn't do it.
Tucker Carlson yesterday going down point by point on all of the evidence Rudy Giuliani presented from a variety of states of where things don't add up. And in an election, that's a problem. This is what I love about Carlson's show, because he tells you the truth as he sees it, as I try to do on this program. You may not always agree with it. Here's what Tucker Carlson said yesterday. Now, he watched that whole news conference as I did, right? Once again, I'll have to say, I think the Fox News coverage after the news conference, they hurt themselves again with their base. You couldn't watch it, but on three outlets, none of the major networks, CNN, MSNBC, or the Alphabet networks even bothered to carry it. So if you wanted to watch it, you were watching it on Fox or OANN or Newsmax. I'm watching it on Fox. They come out of Fox, they go straight to White House correspondent Jenna Fisher, who calls it a bunch of lies. Clearly Jenna Fisher had not been out investigating any of the allegations, had no interest investigating any of the allegations Rudy Giuliani made. She referred to them, what he just said, as unproven lies. And then later, Dana Perino went on and suggested that Dominion Voting Systems needed to sue Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell. They didn't help their cause yesterday. I'll just have to say that. But here's the point. Rudy says all of this stuff could be investigated by you in the fake news media. And they just looked at him with blank stares on their faces because they don't have any interest in investigating it. From that point of view, it's no different than the Hunter Biden story, connections to China. They presented all of the evidence on a silver platter, and the media, the mainstream media, had no interest in it because it was information that went against their chosen candidate, which is the very confused these days Joe Robinette Biden. That's the problem. So on to Sidney Powell. Here's the groundbreaking, earth-shattering news that Sidney Powell dropped on America yesterday.
One of its most characteristic features is its ability to flip votes. It can set and run an algorithm that probably ran all over the country to take a certain percentage of votes from President Trump and flip them to President Biden, which we might never have uncovered had the votes for President Trump not been so overwhelming in so many of these states that it broke the algorithm that had been plugged into the system. And that's what caused them to have to shut down in the states they shut down in.
Drop the mic. That is the greatest allegation of voter fraud in the history of the United States. And just like I said on Facebook yesterday, Sidney Powell said she's releasing the Kraken. Yesterday she gave us a glimpse of it, but she still hasn't released it because the releasing it is the evidence. Now the professional responsibility is on these attorneys, Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, particularly Sidney Powell, to go into a court of law and prove this. They have to prove it. And if they don't, they've ruined their reputations. That's the bottom line. Do I hope it's true? I hope for the sake of our country it's not true. But if she believes it's true, I hope she can prove it. I hope she can prove it. But Tucker Carlson invited her on his show, and she declined to come on there. I don't know why. But this was Tucker's take on Sidney Powell. Cut 16.
So we invited Sidney Powell on the show. We would have given her the whole hour. We would have given her the entire week, actually, and listened quietly the whole time at rapt attention. That's a big story. But she never sent us any evidence, despite a lot of requests, polite requests, not a page. When we kept pressing, she got angry and told us to stop contacting her. When we checked with others around the Trump campaign, people in positions of authority, they told us Powell has never given them any evidence either, nor did she provide any today at the press conference. Powell did say that electronic voting is dangerous, and she's right. We're with her there. But she never demonstrated that a single actual vote was moved illegitimately by software from one candidate to another. Not one.
How do you feel about that? Tucker Carlson says, I believe Rudy Giuliani. I believe he presented some facts. I'm worried at this point about why Sidney Powell has not given me the facts. He's just being honest about it. How do you feel about that? Because I know a lot of you love Tucker Carlson as I do.
Get more at 971talk.com.